USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks on Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
The CDC says that deaths from kidney disease rose during the pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
The CDC says more patients with kidney failure died during the first 7 months of the pandemic than would have been expected. A new report showing roughly 7,000 to 10,000 people had end-stage renal disease. That's when a kidney stops working and the filtering of a person's blood requires dialysis or a transplant. The CDC saying these patients face higher risk of dying from COVID because of their weakened immune systems. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a second drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed the presence of a banned substance. A lawyer for the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, confirmed the failed test Wednesday, which could lead to Medina Spirit's Derby win being overturned. Baffert himself could face further punishment as well. He's currently suspended by New York racing officials and has not been allowed to enter any horses at this weekend's Belmont Stakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued a disaster declaration along the Texas-Mexico border in response to the continued surge of illegal immigrant crossings. The governor's declaration in 34 Texas counties authorizes more state resources to assist law enforcement in those affected areas. Governor Abbott said in a statement that he was making the move to confront the border crisis in the absence of federal action and to protect Texans. Former acting ICE Director Tom Homan says the governor's declaration is needed. He tells Fox News that the situation on the border is a national security risk.
His troopers have seized a record amount of fentanyl. And fentanyl spreads over this country. It killed over 64,000 Americans during the last crisis on the border. The criminal cartels control the Mexican-U.S. border, and Joe Biden administration handed it to them. They use this humanitarian crisis. They'll push hundreds of family groups to one area, tie all the border patrol agents up, so they move their fentanyl, their gang members, to unprotected areas, which creates a national security crisis. Not counting how many people on the FBI watch list have got in successfully that we didn't arrest. It's a severe national security crisis.
And legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski plans to retire as Duke University's men's coach at the end of the 2021-22 season. Stadium First reporting on the coach's plans. Krzyzewski is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball, winning 5 national championships in his 41 seasons at Duke. Only UCLA's John Wooden has won more titles. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.